We're better.
We're like the best at being professional because that's what you do.
We just time it right to the end. No. We're efficient.
Right.
We are efficient.
And there goes that.
Just talking about how professional we are amongst ourselves, and now this is what happens.
I mean, after 4 years, we should be able to time it perfectly like that every time, right?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. We're patting ourselves on the back in here because...
we're professional.
Right. We're very... Mike, as we're rushing to get to the microphones in time before Tyler started screaming and playing disappointed. That's what he likes to do when we get to the mics late. He gets very upset with us. Hey, will somebody in there close the door on your way out so that my dog doesn't escape? Mike says, we're so unprofessional. And I said, like, literally, though, we're not professionals at this. We don't get paid.
Right now, everybody who's purchased stuff is like, what was that?
Yeah, but is that...
I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I've missed nothing.
Wow. That's because we're professionals.
We're very professional in here. Ty. Can you hear everything, Ty? Are things recording? Everything good?
Yeah.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Corona over there to my left. And there's Ty not playing the effects because he's closing the door, which is a good trade-off. Tonight on the program, we're going to do something that...
Has never been done before.
May or may not be illegal in this country, is it? Did you do any research? You figure out?
I did some research. I know way more about this now than I ever did.
Illegal or legal?
Legal.
It is legal.
But fallen out of...
Favor.
Yes. With the law?
Hard to come by. Any good health reasons as to why this substance we will be doing later in the program... no longer available.
One out of three people die the first time they try it.
We should do it up front, whatever it is.
Why? So we can have a shorter show if it does kill us.
What is it?
His eyes are darting about the room. He's very nervous. We're doing video right now. Because that'd be a pretty good one if people got to see that.
Is this going to affect my sobriety?
No. We got a little
package. What the hell is that?
Yeah. It looks like, imagine if you would, like a...
A white powder.
Like a little person had a kilo of cocaine. Proportionate. It's like.
That's your analogy?
Yeah.
Or imagine if.
Like, you know when Crockett and Tubbs would make a bust? Mm-hmm. Miami Vice, and they'd open the trunk of, like, the Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
And there'd be a bunch of, like, packages like this, except they'd be about five.
And then you
got to
pull out your switchblade and stab it in.
You always got to waste
and
some.
And use your pinky or the blade.
You don't. No one takes it back to the office to analyze it. They do it right in the trunk in the parking lot of a skyscraper.
So I got this little package. It's an intriguing little package. Usually when we get packages delivered here to the After Disaster. 8944 Lindblade. That's L-I-N-D Blade. Lindblade. All one
That's
word.
Not where the studio is, though.
Culver City, California, 90232. 90232, Culver City.
Why are
attention, Anderson. That's what. Because people are always saying, like, hey, I'd like to send you something.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a cop pull out a switchblade, stab the bag, and you just hear, like, meow.
Why would you like to see that?
Why would that be enjoyable? It'd
just be a funny twist for the drug dealers to play on the cops.
So I got
jokes
little,
on you. It's powdered cats.
It's a frog
parcel, and it caught my eye because this one says customs declaration, and then customs declaration and douane.
Right now, the listener's freaking out, trying to call in to tell me that it's not that it's drugs.
Has the word has the number 38 written scrawled across it?
Oh no!
And I know via email over at AndersonKevin.com that a listener named Mitch. Trying to get a hold of our address about three weeks ago, because he heard us talking about snuff.
What is snuff?
Oh, snuff. It's
we're going to bang on film, and one of us is not going to leave here
not
alive.
Not
going
to make it, yeah. Snuff is, we talked about on this report.
I think I know what it was. I think people did it back in the...
Cowboy days.
Or even after that, like, before that. Didn't Beethoven do it and all those people?
It's an old-timey pastime.
And I believe it's tobacco. So this comes from overseas, from a place called Mr. Snuff, Unit 26.
Mr. Snuff. God, that's a fucking dangerous name to have.
Belfast. United Kingdom. Belfast.
Wow. How much did it cost to ship?
It doesn't say that. It just says 38. I don't know what that means.
Are you snuffing enough?
And this is gross, though. It's like they have to report what the contents of this package is because it went through customs. Nasal snuff.
Ugh.
Yeah. Kind of takes the allure out of it. Takes the sexiness out.
Now, what's in that?
We're going to find out.
Is it caffeine?
I think it's like catnip for humans.
No, it's just powderized tobacco leaves.
Cut to 7 in the morning. We're all still up.
Mitchell. Thank you very much, Mitchell from Queens.
Well, don't thank him prematurely.
Nice. Yeah. It's nice.
Thank you that we're all in the hospital tonight. The show got cut short.
Oh, wait. There's three things, I think. There's Silver Dollar Blueberry.
Ooh. Ooh. I like that. Right?
Tyler and I both did.
What if we all become addicted to this and we're constantly making shit?
Making trips to the UK. Ozana Orange. 5 grams of that. And Ozana Presidente.
Ooh. Let's just go right to Presidente.
It actually says president. Is that still as good when it says president?
Yeah. Right. President. Oh,
they're little
cool.
Parcels.
Oh, those are great.
This is pretty great.
Those are great. I'm sad that I just started a new problem.
Look at the president.
That's pretty good.
All right, I'm doing that thing that I hate.
I wish this was illegal.
We're talking about things that no one can see. Did you used to do absinthe back in the day when it was illegal?
I bought one bottle of real absinthe, and it went through 4 countries to get to me. Yeah. It was $250, yeah. Made with the wormwood in the giant cask.
Right.
And it's cheap liquor.
And now it's legal. You can get it like...
I don't know if it's the same as this. This stuff was specifically... I bought the most expensive bottle I could find.
They got the wormwood. It's finally like
it was
legal.
Logan's Fills was the brand. And
how long did it take you to finish that?
It took a long time.
All right. Now, do we...
I didn't want to share it. Because
it cost a lot.
Okay, two things that happened with it that were memorable. One is, didn't hallucinate. And my neighbor, who I drank it with at first, the first night because he wanted to try it, we sat on the porch and drank it together. He said, I could see how back in the day people got the THC feeling from this, but it's so minimal that it's like taking the world's smallest hit off the weakest joint, which I agreed with that. But the overall alcohol experience, it's like drinking cheap booze. The hangover is horrendous. And one night, I had a lady friend over, and I gave her some, and she got way too drunk on it. The smallest amount. That's the end of that story.
That's the end of the story?
No, it was more salacious than that,
happened?
But I decided not to tell it.
That can't be the end of the story.
I got a where'd Tyler go?
What's going on? This show's a train fucking wreck. Is this the worst one we've done? We finally found it?
Well, no, I don't think snuff. So. We got snuff.
That's right. Now, Tyler, he's been here for a while, for the last hour or so. I believe he's been doing a little research on the old snuff, so maybe he'll explain to us how to do this, because it looks very involved. This one actually has a little compartment. I'm afraid I'd open it and do that thing where
Does it have a sneeze? Yeah, and it goes everywhere?
Yeah.
Then we have to explain why the board is broken?
This tobacco product can damage your health and is addictive. That's pretty mild.
Should I just set up that mic and come in there if we're going to do this?
No, I don't like you in there. Smoke-free tobacco enjoyment. Nasal snuff. Yeah, come on in, Tyler. Poshkal Tabak. Do you know? Yeah, come in here and give us a little. Way better than dead cicadas, I can tell you that.
I'll say. In fact, I appreciate these cool gifts like this. I wish people would send us more. Now they have the address.
Do we need a soundtrack?
Should I open this?
Yeah, if you can figure out how. Be careful. I have no idea.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to break my fingernail off.
Fresh and fruity. This one is Ozona Orange, fresh and fruity. Tyler, you're going to explain to, if you're coming in here, you're going to explain to us how to do this snuff here.
I got
to
tell you, I'm blind and I cannot figure out how to open it.
That's probably the last one you should open. Warning, this product is not a safe alternative to cigarettes. 5 grams. Blueberry snuff, silver dollar. Ooh, this one looks good. All right, here, let's just do these because these ones are easy to open. I know how to do these. Like, how often do you do, like, how many hits am I going to take throughout this episode?
I don't know. Tyler's supposed to be the man with the information.
I know, and he's taking his sweet-ass time. Disappointed! Tyler, I am. Right now. Okay.
I like these intimate shows. We're all in the same room.
I know, you like it when Ty Ty's in here. Makes me wonder. You have anything written on your phone? Any kind of, like, things to talk about?
Good in here.
Does it?
Yeah, I got some stuff to talk about.
Is it the snuff?
No, or is it just, like, this one smells good?
I don't know. Open this one. This one you can open like a cheese. Is this really boring to everyone that's listening because they can't see shit?
Hey, El Presidente, you need to have some leadership to open this baby. I don't have any idea how this opens.
I think that it might need like a screwdriver.
I just tried to. Oh wait, here we go.
Oh god,
got it.
It's super fine powder. All right, so what do you now? Yours.
Oh,
like
look
little,
at that.
It's like a sugar. What is it like? You gonna do a piggy? You can do a piggy right now.
How much should I do?
I don't know. Tyler, what did you learn?
You're supposed to put it, I believe, on the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Or there's also little devices that they used to have. Like, if you were like a baller, you had like a little custom, like spring-loaded.
Oh, it came. This was. Oh, no.
Should I do more
I
than
got
that?
So excited. But I don't think it came with it. We have a spinner.
I think it's just supposed to be like a pinch. Does that look like a pinch?
I'm doing a pinch.
The other thing to note is do not, like, you're not trying to, like, get it into your, like, deep passages. Like, you just, like, want it, like,
like in
so
your nostrils.
In your
yeah, because it's supposed to go in the nasal membranes. It's not supposed to go like back in your
throat.
Oh my
god, it tastes good. It tastes good. Try this one.
Yeah, I'm going to do two different
Oh, you know
flavors.
What? That one. Try it.
Wait, should we all do the same ones at the same time?
Oh
or
god,
should we
it
do...
It stings a little. It stings a little.
Yep.
But it's good. It's a good sting.
Oh my god, I love it.
It feels good with his music,
Oh
too.
My god.
Like, this could have this could literally have been us like 400 years ago. Wait, I don't know how old the song is.
Try that one. It's burning like fuck. Oh my god.
How do you get it out?
It's burning like fuck.
That's a good burn. That's a good burn.
Yeah, it is. It's a good burn.
Oh, look at this. Look at this container. You just like twist it. It makes a little...
Am I doing mine wrong? Oh, I am doing it wrong. God damn, I
oh my god. In life. Oh my god. It burns.
Oh, that was nice.
That was
nice.
Good. That was good.
I can't get it out.
My eyes are watery. Oh, try the other one. Try this one that's got the...
Oh, this one burns way more than the blueberry. The Presidente so far is the biggest burn. It burns hard.
Oh my god.
It's like having Vicks vapor rub.
It's absolutely Vicks vapor rub. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, and you're supposed to do it in both nostrils.
I did.
We're doing I did different kinds.
It's burning. Both. It's burning.
I can't get this.
I am never
Anderson,
not doing
don't
this
do
again.
That one. Try the Presidente first. I'm gonna wait till my nose clears out before I try this.
I'm never not doing this ever again.
Is that like
life.
A good amount? Is that what you did?
Yeah. But try the Presidente.
Okay, here you go. Here's Presidente. And I think I did it perfect because I can feel like it's still in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you do a little sniffy sniff.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's like, this is good shit. How do you do it in the car with the windows down there?
How do you do it on a sailboat?
This
feels like I just put Icy Hot in my nostrils.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Icy Hot in your nostrils.
You're talking
to
a guy
next.
Who used to snort salt when he really couldn't get his hands on any Coke because he was missing the burn so badly. So,
Mike, you used to do that?
You know what? It burns like the outside of my nose.
Yeah,
too.
Me too. Yeah, it's burning my fingers too.
I like it. You know what
Here's
really,
the orange.
You
try
know
the
what
orange.
Really
I'm
going to
wait
down.
Till this clears up before I try some more. I like
See
it.
See, Rune. Oh, I got to talk about Rune's podcast. You know those crazy fuckers? You know, Lindsay and Rune?
Yeah.
They have the Pretty Oddcast?
Yes.
Right?
What is this little thing right here?
That's what it, you,
That's
you
how it opens.
Crack it back. You crack it open, yeah. And it holds on that. See that? And it holds in case you want to do a bunch.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. See. So they
is
go.
Is this a good one? El Presidente?
Yeah. They check out like fringe society, like alternative lifestyles and like little community gatherings and whatnot.
I know,
off,
I listened. I like
started
it.
Started off by doing a little
LARPing.
LARPing. Live action role playing. And then,
oh my God, my nose is starting to run now.
Rune, you want to come in here and do a little blow with us and talk to us about the. You can't come in here, though, unless you're willing to do snuff. Understand me? Peer pressure at its highest form. Plug for.
You have to try some snuff.
You can give a plug if you do snuff with us.
If you do a plug.
Yeah, you got to do some snuff. You got to do some stuff.
But try El Presidente.
And
I feel
we're
very
wise.
Clumsy. I need like a better. I'm not
I
wise.
I did it off
not nuanced.
I did it off the palm.
I don't know if you're gonna have a microphone. That's actually
yeah, that's good. I don't know how much you need.
I can. I'll be able to tell if you blow out instead of suck in. All
right. How much does this stuff cost?
Thank you very much, Mitch. This is fucking phenomenal. Plus, I felt bad for people who listened to my show in New York just today because I realized that when I was talking about the drop, I kept getting Queens, the Bronx and Brooklyn confused because I don't know. I haven't spent enough time there. And, like, people in New York must be very upset. Here. When I was talking about the drop.
Oh, I see.
That must be very upsetting.
It's driving them nuts, like when people get movie facts wrong.
Oh, God, I'm wasting so much.
Oh,
yeah,
Anderson.
Don't waste it. That would be a good picture.
Are you going to turn on Rooney Kincaid? So we can talk about, do you know where they went, their most recent little outing was?
I think this stuff is affecting me.
Oh, I'm sure it is. We're the most annoying podcast in the history. every week
we take 3 minutes off to do snuff,
and then for the rest of the show we're just.
My nose is starting to really run, but I like
be,
it.
Should be on
it. Now the real problem is who gets to take it home because I want to take some. Do we have a little envelope here I can put some in?
There's
what
three
about
of them.
Now?
We just gotta have to like pick.
Okay.
I don't think it's on.
And then we'll bring it back next week and switch.
Talk into the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the headphones that aren't on.
Oh God. I did it too deep. That was too deep.
Too deep. Too deep.
Orange in my lungs. All right, Rune, which flavor you want here before you plug away?
Do El Presidente.
Yeah, dude. Presidente. Did you do it? No, I'm
put some on your hands.
This is the greatest gift. I'm feeling like tingly.
This is a good gift.
This is the best gift
I've
ever received.
Gift.
How do you close this fucker?
What do I do?
I don't. I like the way El Presidente opens better. By the way, the container's better.
Yeah, it's really.
And you want it to just like stay in your nostril, like you don't want to get it up in your brain.
Don't do too much though, because it's gonna burn.
Yeah, that's good.
That's one nostril worth?
Yeah, close it up first.
I think
so
you can
leak.
Even just like put it like, it's just not like.
I think you can too, but I think you want to get it in where it gets absorbed into the blood.
There you go, that was perfect.
Oh, okay.
That was perfect. You get that?
I think I did it right.
Rune's going in for more. Careful, buddy.
Yeah, well, leave I some. Heard you, I heard Tyler say both nostrils.
Yeah, it's true.
I hope this doesn't keep us up all night.
How do you close this fucker? That's exactly what Tyler said. You guys are both such pussies. Sorry, well, that was kind of aggressive the way I said that.
I want to think it's at some point.
It's the snuff.
It's supposed to twist, but it's...
I've been up late.
There it goes.
Two nights in a row.
Good, good, good.
Wow, that's a good gift. Hey, guys, guess what I did tonight?
Snuff? I know, I saw it.
I was going to say yes, but I don't want to go through that little game. I did something... I did something related to the show that is unexpected, surprising.
You promoted it?
Very, very weird and unlike me.
What was it?
I was driving here, and I gave someone a ride.
You hitchhiker?
He was walking down the street. Reggie.
What?
He was walking down the street, and I said, "You want a ride?" And he's like, "Yeah."
He hates walking, and he walks a lot now.
And he tried to put his stuff in the back seat, and I went, just get in the front seat. And he didn't put his seatbelt on. I didn't care. And
he was going to sit in the back like you were his chauffeur?
I don't know what he was going to do. He opened the back door, and I went, and I have Costco water back there right now, and I went, you got to sit in the front.
You think that's leftover?
It's 2014, Reggie. You can sit in the front. Just because we're doing snuff doesn't mean it's 1877.
It's like mint in your lips.
How do you like it?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah,
in your lips.
I like it, too.
What's wrong with my lips?
So
apparently you can also like dip. That's like how dip started. They would take this and like they put it in their mouth and they're like
that's probably what killed
like,
snuff.
They're like, dip is just better.
Oh no! It's
but
not.
Apparently this is resurging.
Oh, I could see because I'm hipster as fuck.
Oh, this sucks. We're hipsters now.
Throw it away. Ruin. You want some?
Yeah, worst gift ever.
I love to be a hipster. I'm gonna try the direct like just putting it on my pinky and then putting it in my nose.
All right, so we gotta do the Cicada Club soon. All right, we're gonna do that.
What is that?
It's like this club that Jillian found that's in downtown LA, and it's like you're stepping into the 30s or 40s. It's and they have like the dancing and the whole thing.
I think I went there and they wouldn't let me in because I was wearing shorts.
Yeah, that sounds about right. We're all gonna get dressed up. We're gonna go. It's gonna be awesome, and we're gonna do snuff while we're there. And
okay.
We're gonna talk about the
as long as we're doing
show.
Snuff.
We're talking about on the show. Speaking of going places and doing things and then coming back and reporting. We have Rune here from the Pretty Oddcast.
Yeah. I got unbalanced nostrils. I got too much in my right and not in
my nose. Load up the
my
left
nose
then.
Is toasty warm.
Yeah. I just like to point out the fact that I felt very douchey as though I was introducing Rune from another show, like an actual, like I was doing a... Like
you know what's going to be annoying to the listener is nonstop.
We covered that.
Coughing.
We did?
Sniffing.
Well, I said that we're the most annoying podcast ever because every week we're just going to be like...
Yeah. I probably wasn't listening because I'm high on snuff.
I think I am a little high. I feel like I could write right now. I feel like I should be writing.
Let's cancel the show. We have things to do.
I got so much to do.
We've got things to create, for God's sakes.
So, Rune has been doing, what do you do, three episodes, four episodes? You've released three.
We've done five. The third one will come out on Saturday.
Okay. And you go to different places.
Yeah.
So far you've been to...
Is there demand for five? We don't know.
How do you sit on those? Why don't you just put them up?
Because we're doing them every 2 weeks. Because it's
a lot of work.
It's hard to set up an adventure every week, you know. So we figured we'd back them up. But then
I don't know that because Miscellaneous Adventures from the World of Micronos come out every week consistently for 50 weeks.
Yes, but you don't go to listen to what these fucks do.
I know.
Go ahead.
Oh, we
you
go.
Started with.
We went to LARP
right.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
We played LARP. Lindsay
right.
played LARP. I watched.
Right.
Why didn't you LARP?
Rune's a cool skeptical one in the group. Lindsay's the open-minded, I'll do anything once.
Yeah, it's my character, apparently.
You're the straight man. Uncomfortable when you guys are at the gangbang.
Well.
Hold on.
we went to Comic-Con. Uh-huh.
Did you gangbang?
Hold on, let him get there. That's the natural progression of the story unfold.
We went to Star Wars Night at Dodger Stadium.
Right.
And then we went to a cat show in Orange County.
That's a good one.
It's like a dog show with cats.
Okay.
Who won?
They don't do tricks. We didn't stay till the end.
Shocker.
We bailed.
Did anyone? Was it just a bunch of cats wandering around an empty building?
Is there an end? Is it like a grand finale where they parade out all the cats?
There is. There's so many endings. There's a whole lot of prizes in cat shows.
Guys, I'm seriously high, and I'm sweating, too.
And then we went to
I'm worried.
I like it.
I'm going to do more.
Yeah, I really want some more right now. Okay, so sorry, Rune. Next.
Went to a BDSM dungeon.
I haven't done that one.
What's BDSM?
Bondage, discipline, sadomasochism.
That's it was a convention?
No, no, it was just a club. It was a party.
Blueberry.
They had to get on the list.
It was a private party of BDSMers.
They had to. Now, what did you have to do before you went there? Like, a couple days before you actually even went to the party?
Oh, we went to orientation.
They had to go to an
orientation.
Wow.
Orientation for whipping.
Real deal.
Flogging. And mm-hmm.
Rune, how do you set this up with them? Do you tell them we do a podcast where we go on different adventures?
Yep. I was totally straight up with
up front.
Them. Told them what we wanted to do and
oh,
why.
Oh, whoa. This one is.
I'll do a little bit. Take a little bit off your hand. No, I wonder if that's where it came from. I'll take some of that off your hands.
I don't think no one had ever said that until snuff came around.
You do a little bit, then I'll take the rest. No, don't put your dirty pinky on that.
I'm not
making it less pure.
So you want my nose on it?
Oh, Jesus, I got too much too.
Yeah, this
I'll
one
take
is.
Both up. Would you stop doing it in the palm?
That's what I need for my left nostril.
Because you got
to
do.
Look how I do it. I transfer it to my finger.
If you put your thumb like this, there's like a perfect little level.
Wow, that does taste like blueberry.
Okay, I'm doing
it. If I taste it through my nose.
You pass the blueberry.
I think the humidity is kind of fucking things up. It's not coming out.
I like the first one the best.
You know what? This would be great in the desert. Because the
blueberry's burning the shit out of me.
Oh, no. Look at that. How do I deal with that?
You have to.
Don't. That's too much.
How do I deal with that?
Ah, Bernie. We came at Burnings. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. I did too much.
Like
I still have
thing.
Half left.
It
kinda,
I'll take it. I'll take
this
it
is kind of like someone just ground up a cigar and you're just.
No. Don't ruin it. No. I'll take some. I'll take some off.
I like the ones. I like the woody note. I like that. Oh, that's weird.
You didn't get any.
Damn it. Damn it.
Just take it.
How do you function this box?
Ah! Oh!
Okay.
Twist it.
It's the most annoying show. I don't know if it's the worst, but it's the most annoying. I'm high on snuff.
You thought there was a lot of sniffs on the film vault.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasted it.
Oh, my God. No.
But you have to do it all right now.
Do not ruin that. You have to.
What do I do with
it? Put it in your mouth.
Rune,
lick your
hand. I was about to get mad at you if you wasted that much El Presidente.
Yeah,
but.
Man. If this was like an episode of Miami Vice and that was blow, you'd be getting shot right now.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Oh.
What?
I ate
so
some.
You went to the BDSM club, and then what
yeah,
happened
just do
there?
One of these. I got flogged, and I got whipped and caned.
What
and
were you wearing?
Spanked.
By a person.
By Lady Shiva.
Yes.
What were you wearing?
He had marks to prove it.
Yeah.
Like 2 days later.
I was pretty scratched.
Were you naked?
No, I had my jeans on.
Was Adrian Peterson there?
Were the jeans or
you
jean
got
shorts?
You got whipped in your jeans?
Yeah,
that's not very romantic.
I think. Well, mostly she ripped up my back.
My feet are sweating.
Was she saying like
sweating?
I'm gonna quit
are
smoking
you
right now.
No, but
look
I feel
look at Ruth's face.
What?
It's all over his nose. His mouth.
Well, it was all over my hand. Now I get.
Okay, I don't like the blueberry.
All right,
I like that one the best.
El Presidente.
Oh yeah.
You think it's because of the name?
I think it's because I'm a leader.
I feel like I walked into the humidor at like a cigar
yeah.
place, and I fell asleep
that's
leaning
cedar.
Up against one of the boxes.
Wow, bless you.
Sorry.
Oh right. Jesus.
My body's rejected.
How long could I do this at my work at a place of business before someone's like, what?
What are you
is that
doing?
Guy doing sniffing all day over at his desk out of his little canister from Belfast?
How much are you supposed to do?
I don't. It says a pinch.
A pinch. How often? Like every time you take a hit off a cigarette, or like every hour? Is that like a pinch a cigarette?
I'm sure a can is supposed to last you. I don't think you're supposed to
like a day.
That's not. This is like one night. I'm ready. I'm good.
I will finish this tonight. I'm constantly wanting to go back for more.
You know what? I was at the Container Store a couple days ago, and I was looking at the little vials, wishing I had something to put in them because I think they're cute. Uh-huh. And I was like, and the person I was with, I was like, she's like, what goes in that? And I went, cocaine.
Was it a head shop or the Container Store? Container
it was
store
the Container
has,
Store
like, drug stuff too.
No, but they sell containers and they have little vials,
tiny little vials,
little vials, and then bigger vials, and then bigger, and then all the way up to bottles. But that I'd like to get one of those little bottles and put some of this in it.
How great would Vegas be with this? You just like use the cards.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, dealer. Just like on your blackjack.
You know what else? Anywhere would be good with this, I think.
So what else happened? Did Lindsay join in a gangbang or anything like that? This is the most recent episode you guys did, right?
Lindsay got spanked a little by one of the dungeon masters.
Was she wearing jeans too?
Yeah. Yeah. This
was her shirt off.
Were you guys
well?
The only ones wearing jeans?
Did you take a stock and realize that you guys were the only ones wearing jeans?
You took your shirt off?
Yeah. I took
and they still
shirt.
Whipped your jeans?
Yeah. Well,
they
yeah.
didn't go for the back?
They whipped his back. His
oh.
shoulder blade was all like
yeah.
you could
okay.
see.
There you go.
Oh, my
oh.
fucking God.
Well, that's sacrilegious saying that.
Hey, here's a question I have, and I mean this seriously.
That was a picture of my back. That
I mean this seriously.
I just showed them for listeners who
did
listen.
Did any aspect of that turn you on?
No, I didn't have a boner. There was no boner in being whipped, but it was interesting.
Now, what were the other people like?
During the 1800s until the mid-1930s, a communal snuff box was installed for members of the Congress. You just go up and snuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame
Carry
you.
On.
Let's go snuffing. What? Their people were naked or topless? And
did any of this happen?
Didn't it? Yeah.
Or is this just like an elaborate ruse because you have like an NFL father who's been beating you?
Oh, to cover up my... Yeah. So I came in here and showed everyone my scars.
Yeah. I have an NFL father. Story. Yeah. I never told you guys, but I have an NFL father.
The Broncos?
No. It really happened. It's in NoHo.
Your testicles in intact?
No yeah. Bleeding? Nobody kicked me in the groin.
Okay. What did you witness? Or should we just listen to the podcast?
Yeah. We saw some older ladies cutting each other's boobs open.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oh!
Yeah, I heard about that.
What?
With a very, very
titslets?
Big knife.
Titslets?
Very big knife.
Like cutting into their breasts?
Yeah, and the knife butt.
Oh!
I think I just, about six,
seven
inches.
Cutting them open? What does that mean?
Means,
do they sew them up?
Well, not cutting them off. Like,
just scarring their breasts? Silicone.
Like cutting across.
Trying to.
Oh!
You know what'll fix that? Oh. A little snuff.
Yep. We need to get this spring-loaded snuff device that this Japanese businessman is using.
Is he creating?
You like put your nose over it, and then they like spring it into your nose or something.
Like, I like that.
It looks like a seesaw.
I want a little seesaw with a little man that jumps on one side and shoots the snuff into my nose.
I don't feel like I have total control of all my faculty. I feel like if I got pulled over right now, God, I'm a puss. This is just tobacco, but I feel like, Mike, you look high as fuck.
I feel like I might be. I don't know, though. The bottoms of my feet are definitely sweating.
I'm not getting that.
There's still a snuff box in the British House of Commons.
Well, why wouldn't there be? They don't ever get rid of anything out there. They love their history, their culture.
It was destroyed in World War II, but Winston Churchill replaced it.
Rune, when is that episode going up?
We must have our snuff.
Saturday.
So there'll be five online by Saturday?
No, there'll be three. We moved this one to the front of the line on account of people like sexy stuff. And,
true.
You know,
I think your podcast is great, by the way. I've only listened to the first episode, and it was very difficult to get to find.
Here's a guy doing snuff in 1894.
That was before it was on iTunes.
Yeah, we got on iTunes now. We're good to go. And prettyoddcast.com.
What's on the website?
Just
looks
pictures.
Like you did a lot.
Pictures from our adventures.
Are you going to put that picture you just showed us up there?
Yeah, we'll put that
up. Yeah,
on
you should. That's from a whip?
Yeah.
Why is it so wide?
What's your mom and sister think about that?
I guess they don't know yet.
Yeah.
The podcast hasn't come out yet.
Let's give them a call.
My mom my mom did criticize me for the first one. She said I sounded disdainful of LARPers.
Yeah. I can see how your mom wouldn't be real,
that's good,
real
though.
Pleased with your performance there.
Yeah. That's good. It's a good play.
I have two haters, and one's my mom. And the other's a LARPer.
I think you might have more than
that. Oh, you have a LARPer that hates you?
Yeah, we got a couple paragraph email about why I'm a bad person.
Well, he talked very badly about Slink.
No, you. I thought you were just playing the devil's advocate, and you did it with.
Welcome to the After Zest, where we just
respect.
Talk about other podcasts.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rune, careful driving home because you're now.
Where's
high
the
on
president
snuff.
One?
Yeah. Am I good to drive now, or am I?
I think you're okay.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Do I look like I've been snuffing? Do I have snuff all over?
Oh,
my face?
You've clearly been snuffing.
Oh God, no.
I'm definitely more awake.
Your eyes are kind of buggy.
I've been awake a long time.
Oh, okay. That's not the snuff talking.
All right, here we go. Back to the program. Thank you very much, Rune.
Yeah, I'm going
to
drive home now and get the first DUI snuff
ever. Congrats on the...
SUI?
You guys won't believe this. I got a DUI driving home, driving under the influence of snuff. I feel weak.
I feel like I shouldn't be talking into a microphone.
I feel weak.
DUS. I feel like I'm going to do lots of say things that I will regret, act and behave ways that I should not. Either one of you fuck see Frank yet?
No, I went to go see it, but it was sold out, and then I went to go see it again, and I didn't see it. I'll just give you the answer. And then I saw Lucy instead, which was way more violent than I anticipated.
President is very menthol-y.
It's good. I like it.
What the hell? Why is my microphone? Did you like the way Morgan Freeman talked about science in Lucy?
I thought there were parts of it that were laughably bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's she doing? She's building a computer.
Like, I didn't even understand. I don't think he even understood. I don't think the person that wrote those lines understood what they were supposed
to mean.
It's
a computer, not like any computer we've ever seen. I'm like, how do you know that? It looks like a fucking tree trunk. Like a black tar tree trunk that's about to kill people.
Act feel like a very long Mac commercial? A little bit, fast motion, slow motion.
I hated the gun stuff because I was like, it's just stupid and cheesy.
So I saw Frank again, and it is the best movie I've seen this year. I love it, even though it has many shortcomings. They're all forgivable for me. It's fucking great.
I watched a little bit of Fassbender and the chick drummer and the red hair dude being interviewed at the Apple Store. The video's on Apple TV.
Red hair dude.
Yeah.
There's no red hair dude.
Yeah, there is. No, you got no the one. Beard.
Oh, the main dude.
Yeah.
Gleason. Donald Gleason. Okay. I wonder if Donald Gleason snuffs. I can see that.
Oh, man. I love that. I love the Presidente. The other one I don't care for.
Can I get some blueberry?
What I'm trying to say is, listeners, send us only Presidente. We only want the best snuff.
Thank you, my friend.
This is great. This is a great gift. Really is. Even though I feel weak.
You know what would be great is if we go to like Hollywood Park or like gamble on horses and snuff. I want to do
we're
two
some
old
weird looking
things.
Boogers tomorrow.
Tyler, why do you got to ruin everything? Not just raid. It's hard to find where the opening is in this one. It's tough. Okay, enough snuff. I have a horrific, very sad story.
All right, bring it on.
Nothing can bring me down from this snuff high.
Nope.
You can tell me anything.
I just poured out the perfect amount of snuff. Like I know what I'm doing.
Next time I go to a funeral, snuff comes with me.
Why?
Just because it makes things more enjoyable.
The next thing that someone needs to send us is the stuff that they would smell during the Black Plague.
Oh, the blueberry's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I guess the blueberry's not bad.
Blueberry's pretty great.
Yeah.
I might have overdone it.
Just blue liquid pouring out of your nose.
So, at the shoot a week and a half ago.
Yes.
At the house, I purposely didn't tell you this or show you this because I know that it would have affected your performance. Because it was already very hot. It was the very first.
There was
first
no film in any of the cameras.
Sequence, true. That's absolutely true.
I know.
The very first sequence, the very first scene we were shooting.
Yeah.
Was on my porch.
Yeah.
Right? I've lived there for almost 3 years now. Never have I seen bee activity or wasp activity or bold-faced wasp activity.
Until that morning.
Hornets. Yeah. Until we were about halfway.
Where were they?
They were like right in the little alcove, right if you're facing my front door, right to the right.
Did you get rid of them?
On the ceiling.
Like after that?
Well, that's the thing. That's where it gets really sad and awful. Because they were building a little hive, Ty and Mikey. And I'd see them out there every day working and building and protecting. And at night,
yeah,
they'd protect. They'd all be like, they wouldn't really work or do anything at night because they'd be sleeping just on their little home that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had to get rid of them because they could kill a dog. They're big. There are hornets.
I have a wasp right after yours.
So I went and I did a lot of research online. I saw that there are horrifying wasp hives.
Yep.
And pictures of them. Found one. It took up an entire car. It got inside like an old car. There's a great type like a wasp hive car. It's I'm going to do it right now.
Remember my place in Orange County? Like, so I had that little backyard, and I was out there one time, and I looked up, and there was a wasp nest. And you know how the eaves that hung off the building were probably over 20 feet tall. Because it was two stories, and it was a loft. And, wow.
Oh, no.
So I had a nest up there that was probably a foot tall.
Was it a car, Mike? Then I'm not interested.
It was about a foot tall, and I could see, you know, 50, 60 of them swarming around it. And I went to Home Depot and I bought wasp killer. And the thing about wasp killer is it squirts a stream very, very far. And it's a one-time use.
22 feet.
Yeah. So I went out there and I stood outside my little yard because I was freaked out because I didn't want to have to jump over the fence.
You're supposed to do it at night.
Oh, either way, I did it broad daylight. I unloaded that whole thing on it. And they went berserk.
Yeah.
And I ran around the building. I mean, onto the side street, down it through my driveway, and went back inside and waited a few hours and went out there. And there were, without exaggeration, probably 200 dead wasps on my porch. Like, just, they just dropped.
Yeah, I wonder what it does.
And then somebody told me they'll come back, so you have to remove the nest. And they said it's very difficult. And sometimes you have to saw it down because they attach it. It's incredibly strong. It bonds.
There was a video on Reddit just like 2 days ago of wasps had built a nest up against his window so he could see.
Oh, that's cool.
Half of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was terrifying, though. They were like the size of like a small cigar.
Yeah. We're all a little bit off right now, aren't we? We're all a little bit off.
I would think the best way to kill
them. Snuff is making us a little off.
Would be to have some kind of a sealer and just seal up the hole real fast.
No, okay, so I watched tons of videos and stuff, too. And this one guy was doing a total how-to. They always have a big hole where they go in and out,
yeah,
right? And he says a lot of guys just take like duct tape.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And then they put it back. But the problem, the one that he was showing, there was like branches all going through it. So you can't just grab it and go. There was like things growing through it. I don't know how long it takes these fuckers to build, but my guys, I let them live for 4 or 5 days. I could not bring myself to fucking kill them until I finally psyched myself out. Actually, I had a few drinks because I was planning on doing it Friday night. I was gonna kill them, but I wanted to be a little tipsy because I'm not much of a pussy. And then before I could even get there, I got in a big fight with a wife for being drunk on a Friday night or early.
I'm just going to go kill some wasps.
So you had a thirst for death?
I just wanted to have a few drinks in me before I actually did it. You know what I mean?
See, if you'd had snuff, you could have just had a little
Does this give you courage? Does snuff give you courage?
I think so.
Yeah?
I feel very courageous.
Not at all. I feel very invincible.
I feel invincible, too.
Yeah, I feel pretty, like, almost shameful right now. I don't know what that is. The opposite of Coke.
This is the opposite of Coke. I'll give
it
you that.
It is, right? Yeah. It's like the same nose, nasal thing, but it doesn't give you that vim and vigor.
No. In fact, I feel more timid.
Yeah, I feel totally timid right now. Like, I'm intimidated by this mic.
Like, I wish I had a blanket.
I told you like a blanket.
I'm not
kidding.
Well,
that's because it's cold as shit in here.
A blanket would be nice.
It's cold, but my feet are sweating.
All right, we're going to close this because...
So how'd you get rid of those babies?
So I just took the... Jillian's like, you want me to do it? And nothing will get you motivated more than having your wife say, stop being such a pussy. I'll go kill the goddamn bees. It's nature. I'm like, there's nothing natural about this can that I'm about to shoot at them. So I just, long story short, I just did it. I felt nauseous.
What did people do before there was the thing in a can that you bought at Home Depot? You're like, oh, my house is owned by wasps now?
They're very difficult to, that thing is very hard to remove. I've heard stories
about. How do they decide where to start living? Yeah, that guy's house. Fucking.
They always go near water. I know that.
Well, what the fuck are they doing at my house?
Yeah.
I don't know, but people, like, they're always around pools.
Oh, yeah. They were in my backyard quite I guess they go over the house in the backyard. Because I was seeing them. They're big-ass fucking bees. God damn it. I can't even speak right now.
Have you ever been stung by?
Big-ass fucking bees. That's what I just said.
Have you ever been stung by one of those things?
No.
I got stung by, like, a yellow jacket. That's, like, the smaller version.
They bite you, too.
And it was the worst.
Yeah.
I was driving very fast.
Searing, like, acid
feels
inside
like a
your
hot,
body.
Hot, hot, hot needle getting stuck in, and my arms swelled up like...
I was driving very fast on the toll roads in Orange County, and I hit a swarm of them, of yellow jackets, and it was by far the most difficult thing I've ever had to clean off my car. By far. By far. Like, hundreds and hundreds of them.
They get stuck in your grill, too, like in your radiator.
It wasn't getting stuck. They exploded, and the stuff that came out was basically like honey.
Oh.
And I put on the windshield wipers, could see nothing. And I had to get off the freeway and frantically look for a gas station. And I barely got the window clean enough to get back on the road and get to San Diego and get to the car wash. And it was a fucking nightmare trying to soap that shit off of there.
Snuff.
I've never hit a swarm like that before or since.
All right. I feel like snuff might have killed the show.
Well, at least it's not our fault.
My head is swimming. And ironically, I really want a cigarette.
How'd you get that? How'd you get the nest down?
I hit it with the wasp raid redemption.
Yeah.
And and then went inside. I had a trash can underneath them so that I could hear them just dropping down. There's probably about half a dozen. And
you only killed six?
That's not very
many. It was early stages. Thank God. And then I went out with a hockey stick and just knocked out down the remainder.
How big was the hive that they built? Basketball?
Maybe like a
volleyball?
Small pancake. It was like this.
Oh.
Yeah. It was very small.
What are you worried about?
I didn't want to kill them.
Mine was about that.
Because they had no idea. They were living every day, going about their business, building a little hive. They had no idea that like a fountain of death was destined to hit them. And I was kind of the one that got to decide when to pull the trigger.
Isn't it funny how like because some bee or wasp, whatever, decided to make its little colony on your house, it then put you on this trajectory of like you went on YouTube and you like learned all about wasps and like watched all these videos and you now know way more than you did the day before all because some weird little creature.
But I'll forget. I forget everything.
How do you kill an albino cobra? That's the question. In case he gets back out.
It's okay.
Are you planning ahead?
We're done with the
albino. That's your contingency?
We finished. We're moving past.
Wasp killer probably would kill him.
Did you see the sweet police chase tonight?
No,
but I saw the pictures and they looked incredible.
It was awesome until he ran over a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why are we talking about this?
Really? On the freeway?
No, he was on the streets.
Were there sparks coming at that time?
Yeah. I tweeted a picture of it.
Oh, no, orange. Orange.
Oh, sorry,
did
Mr.
Take
orange?
The orange.
No.
It's going to be like the fucking raisins on Seinfeld if that happened. I'm very upset. Very upset.
How long did that chase last?
Like an hour. I only watched like 25 minutes of it, but he was like driving on sidewalks. He was doing 360s in intersections.
I was in the car. I wish I would have known. I would
he
have
got pit maneuvered three
radio.
Times and kept getting away from it.
Funny, it went on for an hour, and then once he hit the dog, it was over like 90 seconds later. So we're like, all right, that's it. No more.
And the second it ended, I was like, well, when's the next one? There's no satisfaction. I just want endless car chases.
Did he kill the dog?
I don't know.
I heard that the dog spun. But like Tyler pointed out, he was on nothing but rims. Yeah. So if he ran over the dog.
So there's no like rubbery cushion.
Oh, yeah, that cushion that saves people's lives.
I immediately started
thinking
that
cushion with 3,000 pounds on top, 4,000 pounds on top of it.
Cat.
What? Okay.
I immediately thought of the cat that killed. Why don't I tell you how much you should take? I feel like these things
maybe it's up to you. Use your discretion.
Mm-hmm. Mike, have you bought the tent yet for the Outback?
Not yet. But I've been shopping for a bunch of stuff.
You got to get that one that has the ladder that makes like a patio underneath it. That's the one you need. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. And we have to go do a show in it.
Mike does the piggy method. Look, if you do this, there's like a perfect little flat.
Yeah, I'll do that next.
Anderson's doing the, like, if you make your fist, like, talk, when you draw a little face on your fist.
Yeah, and then the top of your thumb, like, where your thumb meets the, Hey, Dr. Drew is the chode. He's the...
You
the...
high right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I am. I really feel like I am. I do.
Dr. Drew is what? He's the spokesman for snuff?
He's a spokesman for prostate cancer, which makes him the taint of
okay, so you were just trying out all your bits in that room
to
bring them
though.
On the show.
It's not a bit. He really, it's true. He's like the gooch of prostate cancer. Like everyone thinks of his taint when they talk about prostate cancer.
It's not
cancer.
Fair that he gets prostate cancer and now he's the spokesperson for it.
I know.
There's other people
that
have been fighting it for years and years and years.
He didn't care then?
Yeah, he didn't care
now
then.
Now it's his? Now he's got to, like,
I brought
reluctantly
up,
pushed into the spotlight.
I uncomfortably and very seriously brought up on his podcast a couple of days ago.
Hey, that's podcast three we're talking about.
I was very serious, and it turned out to be totally uncomfortable and totally backfired. I went, are you more protective of your kids now that you can't have new kids? Like, you want to keep these three alive?
I didn't care before, but now I do.
And he just kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, now that you can't have any more, like it's a case of wine. You get down to the last three bottles. You're going to ration those babies. Because doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but to Drew, having kids past 35 is the worst thing you can do, and you're a horrible douchebag. That's what he tells me all the time. You got to hurry up! I actually called Bob Forrest to talk to him about it, because he had a kid when he was like 55.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, fuck.
It's pretty cool, man.
Bob's like, fuck Drew. Drew's like, not the norm. Don't listen to Drew. I'm like, thanks, Bob.
How old's Bob? Bob's wife?
I don't know. It's not important. It's not important. Oh, let's talk about the festival real quick, right?
Which one?
You can call that thing a festival.
You quickly devolved into this sad bordello of snuff maniacs.
I just like the menthol feeling.
We're essentially tying each other off.
Oh, my God. That menthol.
The festival.
Yeah.
That where we went and we saw my little movie looked terrible on the big screen because it was completely
blown
out.
Didn't look terrible. It looked good.
It was
fun.
Oh, wait. That happened?
Yeah. I had an extra ticket last minute because Mickey's lady friend couldn't make it. So I just, Hail Mary. I'm like, hey, Corona, we're on our way if you want to go. And he came and it was really fun. We went and got ice cream afterwards.
Did you win?
There was no like winning and losing. I don't think it was that kind of festival. But
I told you this
was.
Already, but I'll point it out for the listeners. They brought everyone up on stage and I was like, oh, this is going to be uncomfortable.
Yep.
And they interviewed everybody, and by far, you were not only were you not douchey. I was going to say you were the least douchiest, but you weren't douchey at all, and everyone else was douchey. By far.
In fairness to them, I don't think they have a whole lot of experience talking in front of audiences. I once was part of a group that sold out the Improv.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I also talk into these microphones quite often, but no, I would say that's because they're younger, but they weren't. I think they were like old.
Yeah,
maybe
I think
older.
They were older. I think they were older.
Some of them were, and they were like, now that I've got this, I'm going to take Hollywood by the horn. And there was not good products that we had to see. But here's the part. Here's what I want to get to. I didn't want to talk about all that, and I wouldn't even brought it up, but here's the weird part. Got an email that night from a listener who was there.
Oh.
The fucking listener was
did
there.
Did he know that you were going to be there?
God.
Yes, he like found it. I didn't even plug it. I just
why
mentioned
didn't that listener say hi?
That's what I asked him in email. I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't you say hi?
He's like, you're being a little douchey on stage.
No, actually, he wrote me a really funny email saying the same thing that you said. He said, it's ironic that your movie, your short, is all about a guy who's trying to get away from people and find his personal space. And then by the end of the block, you're sitting up on stage.
Yeah.
Like bookended by like douchey Hollywood people.
Yeah.
But he said he would have said hi, but I was the first one to leap off the stage and get the fuck out of there, which is true. I bolted out of there.
But he had time to say hi.
Yeah, he's an intellectual type. He also broke down my film for me, and he didn't like it that much. He liked the cop one a lot more. I don't know about a lot more, but
the cop one.
He liked the cop.
The gun one, you mean?
No, he did not like the gun one. He liked the Good Behavior. I thought that was really good.
Oh, you're talking about the other shorts.
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible too.
Not terrible. I didn't think it was good.
Okay.
The wife thought it was terrible.
I thought it was terrible too.
The wife said that it should have it was a couple who made it. It was about a female parole officer who goes over to see her parolee. It's her last time she's going to see him. She's secretly in love with him, but she can't let him know. Mm. And he's all over, almost raping her. And she's likes it, but then pushes
him off. She's
getting
turned on, but then she finally just beats him up and leaves.
And Jillian's I could see how maybe they had time on the weekends and they had a couple friends come over with a camera. They should have just kept that to themselves. They shouldn't have shown that to people.
It made me uncomfortable because I just kept thinking, she's a lesbian, obviously.
But she's the real life wife of the guy who made it, who was there with her. They're both
what a weird couple. I hope they're not listeners. If you are listeners, it was a good film.
Fantastic, yeah. Hey, one of our listeners or one of the Film Vault listeners liked it more than mine, so there you go.
Oh, he was a Film Vault listener.
I don't know. He's a listener.
Okay.
I don't judge. His name's Jeff. All right. I didn't even bring it up on the Film Vault. All right. I just thought it was kind of strange.
Yeah, that makes me super uncomfortable.
It was weird. I turned to Jillian because I got the email. I'm like, oh my God, a listener was there today. And she goes, your listeners are creeps.
Oh. Well,
that's nice.
Painting with a broad brush. An accurate brush, but broad.
Fairly accurate. No, Jeff, I appreciate you coming out, and I appreciate all your honest feedback.
To go back to the snuff for a second, I'd just like to point out, going back to my us being degenerate snuff bordello sniffers, we had done this for 3 minutes, and you were wanting to do snuff off of my hand.
Out of my palm.
I'll do some of your leftovers.
Out of my palm.
You can't let any go to waste, right? No. I'm not crazy.
No, we don't waste snuff. That's one thing that can be said about this show is we don't waste snuff.
All right, that's the snuff of that.
Oh, my God.
Made from the best snuff on earth. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I went to the Madonna Inn last week and had a different cake this time. I had lemon cake.
Oh, my God. Is this
unbelievably good?
Yeah.
You took the Outback up to?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
sure. How many miles you got on that baby?
1,300.
Already?
1 week. 1 week to the day.
Why does my microphone keep
I'm on track for what I said, 50,000 miles
Wait,
a
you
year.
Were driving almost 200 miles a day?
It's got,
is that math?
It had literally 8 miles on it when I got it. It's got 1,287 right now or something like that.
Good Lord, Mike.
I've yet to take it off road.
What is Anderson laughing at?
I'm just looking at pictures of wasp nests that is still up, and there's a statue of a proud Indian, and there's a wasp nest right in between his legs, so it looks like a giant testicle. I'm sorry, that was very childish. I would not have laughed if it were not for the snuff making me feel very high.
Yeah, anything we say.
Worst show we've ever done.
What do wasps provide for nature? Why do we need to keep them around?
They pollinate. That's what bees do. I don't know about wasps.
Yeah, I don't know. Google it. What do wasps do?
I'm not doing it. We're not going to turn into that show where it's just chuckleheads looking things up.
I'm just wondering if I should get a shirt that says kill all the wasps.
No, you shouldn't.
I think wasps is also, I think it's an acronym or it.
Yeah, it is. For white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think you want kill all wasps on a shirt.
It's also a band that Blackie Lawless was in.
No. And they had a very offensive album cover with a blade going through the crotch.
Yeah, and he wore that on stage. I don't know how he played with that thing on.
Just a blade, like a saw blade going through a crotch. Yeah. And then he would have sex.
It was permanently attached
afterwards.
It was going through his balls, but it was, right there. And that was his costume on stage. What's happening out there?
I don't know.
Construction work starting at 1:10 a.m.?
What the hell was that?
If someone's using a hammer or something. I am without a doubt, guys, fucking high. Without a doubt.
Right now, somebody's killing Reggie and the other security guard.
Was Snuffleupagus on snuff?
Probably.
Is that why he was always like, what's up, Big Bird?
Okay, this is
awful. It's a long way to travel up that long nose. Was he an elephant?
Good point.
He was a mammoth. Woolly mammoth.
I think he was a mastodon.
He didn't have horns.
What's the difference? Or, mastodon's just bigger?
Tusks.
Tusks, yeah.
Woolly mammoths didn't have tusks?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
According to the artist rendering.
Then what was he?
He was a fucking puppet. Who was it that told me they went to Sesame Street? They were on the set.
He didn't have tusks.
No, he did not. But He was furry and he was an elephant. Oh my God.
He was like an elephant.
Big Bird was like a bird. Snuffleupagus. Somebody went to, they had to do Sesame Street, or they were on the set for some reason, and they said it was one of the saddest things ever, most disturbing things ever, because it was like in between shows, and they had Snuffleupagus just hanging from the rafters upside down.
I've heard
by
that
his
story.
Feet.
I've heard that story. And
oh, that's so sad.
Bobcat,
all lifeless.
Bobcat had a story about going in the dressing room when they were having Kermit on, and Kermit was just laying there flat, like the guy didn't. You know,
he's a green sock. I think Snuffleupagus hanging from the rafters.
But Kermit's a legendary, like, Kermit. Broadcaster.
How about that? He's a legendary broadcaster.
All the years, all the dozens, if not hundreds of times, we had Jeff Dunham work the improvs. Uh-huh. He would leave his puppets in the office the whole week.
Uh-huh.
Like, and they were sitting in there all day with me every single day, and we never once did anything profane with them. Like, we never once took out, like, the
is
old man puppet.
Are you bragging about that?
But wouldn't you think to do that? Like, eh.
Profane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, nowadays with cell phone cameras, you would absolutely have to take a selfie with one of the puppets.
Yeah.
You'd required by law.
No, you would, though, right?
Guys, I got nothing.
Speaking of puppet things hanging from ceilings, I was taking the beautiful public transportation system in Los Angeles. I was on the red line to North Hollywood, and... I don't know what exit, whatever, what station it is, but there's creepy people hanging from the ceiling.
What?
Here, I took a photo.
It's not actual people, though. It's art.
Right, but there's no explanation, and I don't know if they're supposed to look like they're flying. Oh, my phone's going to die.
No,
I don't know if it's supposed to look like they're flying, but it just looks like someone is there. Look.
What the fuck?
And it looks small, but it's like a
life
human-sized
size? Really?
Thing just dangling.
God.
It looks like they're
what is that?
Falling on you from like...
I like it.
Who would do that?
It's very weird.
Okay, I started my medication 2 days ago.
Which medication?
Okay.
My antidepressant.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it working?
I was very anti to... I didn't want to take the antidepressants. Anti-antidepressants.
And what's happening now since you
started? Well, today's day three, so early on. Day one... Well, here's the bad news, and I'm starting to get a little bit concerned right now because I read all the do not. Because
yeah.
The sticker on the bottle, you know, always have the stickers, like, careful. It actually says driving machinery, careful of that. May cause drowsiness, and don't drink while on this, right? But I think they put all those stickers on every fucking bottle because then I read through the literal 2.5 pages of fine print on how to use it, what to do, what not to do. Nothing about drinking.
Maybe they put all that stuff on there because of lawsuits.
Yeah, I know, but why nothing about drinking in there, but then the sticker on the bottle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
they know
maybe
that no
the
one's going to read the two-page thing.
The pharmacists just get a little bit like into that. There was nothing about drinking on the two-page thing, but there was drinking on the... I think they just like to stick the stickers, make it look, you know, it's
yeah,
like decoration.
Yeah, they got a sticker guy there. They're paying him. He's on salary. He's got a contract. A
lot of stickers. They're like, this doesn't have enough stickers. Hey, throw on a, you know, so I think that I could still have a beer here and there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Anyways, nothing about snuff because I don't think they think that far. But maybe that's why. So, day one.
But this is no different than you like smoking a cigarette.
No, it's snuff. Much different.
It's very different.
It's way different. So, day one.
I just
one,
like the menthol feeling from that.
I'm nauseous. Like waves of nausea all day. Right? You get that when you're doing your drugs?
I don't remember.
Waves of nausea.
Yeah, I don't know. Which one are you taking?
Lexapro.
Okay.
And then yesterday, nothing except I can't sleep. I'm not going to talk about the sexual dysfunction. I'm not going to go there with any of that. But
you can't make the boner go away.
And so like 4 hours of sleep last two nights now. Go to bed late, wake up early, which is good. I'm not complaining about that. I like waking up early.
Okay. But,
and now I'm just high off snuff, which I don't think is regular. We'll see how it
think,
goes.
I'm not sure, but I think the Lexapro might take some time to start working, like a month or two or
it
something.
It says
like that.
A week to two, sometimes as long as a month.
Okay, because one of the something that I took one time, they said it takes 60 days to start working.
But I feel effects. I felt effects and side effects day one.
Good effects?
Side effects.
I think you said effects and side effects.
I felt I changed it because I realized side effects was more apt. Yeah. It's affecting me. It was making me nauseous for sure. And there's other things.
Yeah, I'll tell you that I tried Wellbutrin and
that
made
me crazy.
Made me severely depressed.
I tried it for quitting smoking like 10 years ago and it made me smoke like double. It made me just nonstop smoke.
Hmm.
Have you seen my doctor yet?
No, I need to. How do I do that?
You call up and you make an appointment.
No, because I have a different primary care physician right now that I just picked off the list.
Go on the site. Go on the site.
Okay. Maybe I'll just call him. Because I also want to change my plan to the cheaper plan.
Okay. We're not going to talk about any of that.
It's a good podcast. Someone tunes in just for that.
I like when our podcast becomes so just like, so how is your, like what these specific things going on in your life that...
Let's talk about bureaucracy.
An interesting topic.
Do you think that it's possible that, okay, a friend of mine didn't let the DMV know when he moved?
Yeah.
She moved.
Okay.
But then had to renew her license and put in a new address for when she renewed her license?
You're freaking me out.
Okay.
I haven't changed my address in three moves.
Right. But you're supposed to let the DMV know.
Okay.
But she didn't.
I don't let them know anything.
But then she let the DMV know when she renewed her license. She's like, here's my new address, right? 6 months later, her husband is driving her car that's registered to her. He blows through a red light with a camera. They send the ticket, which isn't even hers, so it's going to be void anyways. You just have to show up in court and be like, hey, it's not me. And then the judge doesn't say, like, well, who is it? Do you know that person? And it's like, all right, red light ticket, dismissed. But they don't send it to her house. They send it to her old address. But she still got it. Okay, somehow it found her its way to her.
Yeah.
And it keeps the money keeps going getting higher and higher, and warrants are being talked about now. Is she fucked?
It should have gone to, well,
and she can, but she'll be able to say like, hey, I changed my license.
She's fucked in a way because what? if she gets pulled over and they have to arrest her because there's a warrant, still a hassle, even if it gets resolved.
But it's up to $1,000.
When I had my warrant for a weekend, the guy I talked to was like, we're going to get taken care of, but yeah, you should probably try to minimize driving if you can. Maybe just, and all of a sudden I felt like a prisoner.
Yeah, they're supposed to impound your car immediately. I got you by the balls.
Well, the problem is my first instinct would be like, well, yeah, if her new address is in the system, she could be like, yeah, look, I updated it. Sorry, you sent it to the old one. But I'm sure they can see in the system when like the update happened. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you're making an assumption that they're on top of it because they're probably not.
What I'm asking is like the bureaucracy. Are they going to say yeah, sure. And when she updated her license, she changed her address, but she didn't officially notify us, which is a whole different like form of and paperwork that she had.
Maybe,
to
Maybe yeah. Well, I'm worried about going to get my license. I have a 3 move ago address on my driver's license that serves no purpose, so I need to get it changed. And I'm worried when I go in there, they're going to go, why didn't you do this like 4 years ago?
No. They don't care. You just go in there and you say, hey, oh, I have a new address now. Yeah, I don't care. You're fine.
I'll try that.
Well, how is that? How's that allowed, by the way? Like the DMV just like must have all information on where you live at all times.
Well,
if you
it's
drive
for registration for the car in case you run people over.
Is that why? In case you kill someone?
Well, the car registration is very important to them.
They have Facebook now. They can find you pretty easy. You find everybody. Right?
What are you talking about?
Except for those.
Tied into your drive. You have your driver's license posted on Facebook?
You can find anybody.
I mean, your license plate?
You can find anybody. You hear about the bachelorettes? There's like 9 of them. They're at a bachelorette party down in Cabo San Lucas. I can't find any of them.
Ooh.
All 9 of them.
That's not good.
No.
Maybe they were on a boat and it sank.
No, they were at a hotel and a hurricane came and they can't find them.
Well, at least they
it wasn't like the cartel?
No, it was like bad weather and all of them are just missing at this point.
I like the cartel idea. Hey, boss, I found something good. 9 chicks in one room. Bring them to me.
Were they boating?
That's what I said.
I don't know. I don't think so. Like last they heard of them, they were in a hotel. A hotel got damaged.
There's not like 3,000 selfies of them on a canoe.
There are
dark clouds looming in the foreground.
I'm going in for some more blueberry.
I spent one day last week taking care of business, like doing all my insurance bullshit and stuff like that. And the first call to my insurance company went so well, and the woman was so helpful. It was like a pleasure. And then the next call, okay, I bought the car, different woman. I got a new car. I'm getting rid of the old car. So you want to have 2 cars on this policy? No, I got a new car. I'm getting rid of the old car. Okay, and we went through all the information. She made me repeat it over and over and fucking over. And it was so goddamn irritating. And then we're about to wrap up the phone call. She goes, okay, so now there's 2 cars on this policy. And I went, no, 1 car. I'm donating the other car tomorrow morning.
So KARS cars for kids?
You don't want to pay the insurance on that car. And I went, no, I'm donating it tomorrow morning. They're picking it up tomorrow morning. And it just went back. She just couldn't comprehend that I want, that I only want. It just, it infuriated me that they could have one smart employee working there answering the phones and then a complete imbecile. No, and I didn't do KARS Cars for Kids. You know why? Because they advertise up the ass on talk radio out here, and I'm not donating my car to some fucking company that advertises.
Fair enough.
That sends millions of dollars. I gave it to like
I feel weird.
I gave it to like Wounded
right?
Warriors.
The snuff. How do we know Mr. Snuff's not like lacing their shit?
Oh, we don't.
I feel like I'm
it's from Belfast. It could be the IRA trying to fuck with us.
By the way, donating your car is so unsettling because the dude shows up just from a tow truck company. Like, I donated to a military group that gives to Wounded Warriors, and I thought like
you thought like a Huey was gonna come down and like
I thought
pick
a guy
up your car,
give me a folded flag, he's gonna salute.
But they're gonna play Taps.
It's just some dude from some towing company. He's like, "Hey, bro, I'm lost." He goes, "I can't find your address on my GPS," and I gave it to him again. And I went, "Where are you coming from?" And he goes, "Anaheim." And I was like, "It's 8 a.m. You're coming from Anaheim? Like, you're not gonna get here till 10." Which he got there like at 10:15.
That's a lot of gas too.
And he gets there and he goes, "So will the car start?" I go, "Yeah, it runs perfectly." And he goes, "It'll make it back to Anaheim?" I went, "Yeah, no problem."
So then he drove it and left his tow truck there?
I don't know what they did because he
And then now you have to donate his tow truck.
I filled out a piece of paper outside on somebody's recyclable can in the street. And then I signed the pink slip over to him and he just took it and took the keys and went, "Thanks." And I felt so weird about that. I just gave my car to a stranger.
It's weird how much, like Anderson, you're saying, how much bureaucracy there is when you're dealing with like the DMV and like registration and all that kind of stuff. But then, yeah, when you sell your car or give it away, literally like that guy signs on this piece of paper that I just printed out on my shitty paper thing. And it's like, "Yep, that's mine. Bye." And you're like, car.
You know what just occurred to me is I do need to go to the DMV now ASAP and get that car registration taken out of my name because...
I got three cars out there.
They could be mowing down people with my car right now.
That's what happened with my car when I sold it. The guy kept getting parking tickets, and they kept coming to me because he never sent in the stuff to say that he owned it now. So I kept getting them.
Cars out there that must be crushed and just like in the ground and landfills like in New Jersey by now that are still in my name. I don't know how to yet. It means going to the DMV, which is just not an option.
I know. I do all of my DMV stuff through AAA, but I don't know about this license issue and the registration if I have to go. But AAA does everything.
I have a secret DMV number when I was dealing with all this shit. I got connected to the right person that was like, "Hey, here's a good number to call." And the most helpful people, no waiting. They're just like, "Hi, DMV," and like took care of all my shit. It was great.
Are you afraid to share it?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing that thing where we're talking about errands.
It's like the hotline number.
I tell you guys, I went back to the
Don't put down my podcast.
What?
No.
Went back to the
Oh, my God, you're gay.
Well, because it's a good deal.
Did you have the same guy?
Having a man grab your crotch is a good deal for 40 bucks?
There's like 16 tables and like probably as many masseuses. And I got the same exact
Are you drunk? As the 16 tables?
I got the same exact dude.
What?
The same exact dude.
Who chose you?
I'm finding this very suspicious, this story.
Maybe you're at some weird... You
did the same exact thing, but you know, I don't care because he's like the best masseuse I've ever had. It's a conundrum. I don't know what to do.
Did he go for Wayne again?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What? Are you going back a third time?
Why don't you just say, "Dude, you're great, but no Wayne."
Yeah, don't touch my fucking private.
It was more this time.
What? Yeah. Like, did he get full strokes in? What are you talking about?
I gotta be frank. I'm not gonna believe you because if I do believe that this guy touched your wiener and you went back again and you did it again and now you're thinking about going back a third time, this is very questionable.
It's hard to find a place that gives good massages for $20 for an hour. And he's good. He's strong. Like, boy.
Is this a bit you're doing? I can't tell. Like,
I swear to God,
you're
guys,
willing to let
I
a guy
swear to God
a guy start to jack you off.
He this wasn't is... though. It wasn't like he wasn't making contact. I had my full shorts on and underwear. It's like, and it's a group setting. There's like people getting massaged on either
you should,
side.
You should
of
wear
me.
A cup next time to give him the hint.
Oh, you know what? Not bad. Not a bad idea.
He's like, "Oh, no massage you."
What if this is like the opposite of like, you know, they go to the whorehouse and you like pick out the person. Your place is opposite where you go and then they're all looking at you from some like closed circuit and the guy's like, "I want him."
A girl was actually approaching me and she was showing me where to sit and then I think
I got this. This guy, this dude's gay.
Can I use the bathroom? Because I had to pee really bad because this place is also not close to my house. So I went to the back and I saw him and it was uncomfortable. I saw him back there.
In the bathroom?
So, no, he was like back in the by the bathroom. And so I went to pee real quick, and I came back out, and he was at the table waving me over to him. Guys, sucks, because I really like this place.
$20 is pretty cheap, though, because that place I was going in Brea was $80.
Yeah, what? See, who needs that?
Yeah.
And he's good.
There's middle ground. You could go to a place that's more expensive than the Jack You Off special. What is the goal?
They don't jack you off. I don't know. I think maybe he's just like he doesn't get paid much. And
I'm pretty sure he's not going to give you a hand job in front of all those other people.
I don't know what he's going for then, because he's definitely jostling. He's jostling.
You should go with Rune and Lindsay and do an episode.
Good idea.
From the massage place. Yeah, they really like that. They really appreciate that. It doesn't have. It's not. Hey guys, we're all completely off. We're all.
I gotta tell you, my massage.
Tyler can't even keep eye contact with me. I've had like
8 or 9 massages at my place in the past like 3 years, and truthfully, only like 2 of them were really good. The other ones, and they're way too. And I always tip $20 on top of it.
Exactly. I'm telling you, this guy back to back really good.
Have you ever had the stand on your back thing?
Because
the woman goes,
scared
"Do you want me to stand
on
your?" Oh, the woman's like, "Do you want me to stand on your back?" And I was like, "You know what? Yes," because I have had knots.
Right.
And it hurts so bad. There's nothing relaxing about me keeping my back as tight as possible so that my spine doesn't get crushed or my ribs don't break. I was like, this is not normal.
So it wasn't good?
No, but I feel guilty telling her I want it hard because knowing how tiring that is. But then, I don't know.
That's the whole point, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard or soft. Yeah.
The worst one I did was the first one. I was super nervous. They were going to try to give me a hand job. And so I was tense the entire hour thinking about how do I politely reject it. And then I told her, don't touch my feet, don't touch my legs, just my neck and my back, nothing else.
Oh, yeah, and she didn't. She went for everything.
An hour. Well, the one time she spent an hour on my shoulders and my back, and I was like, that's way too much time. I didn't want to backtrack and go, okay, now touch other things because this is fucking boring me.
Yes. She'd do a half hour back and neck.
Okay, can you just ask for like a back scrunch?
What? Probably.
I would legitimately maybe consider a hour back scratch over a massage.
Scratch? Like itchy?
No,
I don't want to be itchy, but like with some nice nails, just scratching your back for an hour? What? Oh, that's heaven.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot. Seems too long.
Okay. Half an hour massage, half hour back scratch.
Okay. I like my favorite thing is getting my head scratched.
That's a good. Yeah.
What's going on?
What? You don't like getting scratched?
It's awful when you have like a piece of metal in your head, and so there's a big bump on your head, and you don't know how to explain that to them not to touch
I don't
your
know
head.
How to respond to you. You can't have them walk on your back. You have metal in your back. You have metal in your head, so no one can scratch your head. I find it hard to believe it's awful, though.
What?
Scratching, getting your head scratched?
Well, when there's a big fucking bump there, and you don't know how to explain why there's a giant bump on your head.
It's gone now.
I got it removed. We're good.
You know what's funny is I felt guilty the first couple times I went there. Like, this is, like, I feel like I should work out for 6 months before I go back in. And then I see the big fucking fat slobs walking in. And I'm like, they fucking probably get off massaging
me. I dated a girl that massaged, like professionally for a while. And she gave me a massage. Like, whenever you date a girl that does massages, you're always going to get. She gave me one. And then immediately after, she explained to me that there's three kinds of, like, body types that you figure out when you're massaging people. There's like the really super out of shape. There's the really super, like, three different reasons to be tense and have like tensed up muscles, because they're atrophy or something, because you work out a lot and you use them too much, or because you work a little bit but you treat your body really badly and you're pretty much just like drugs and drinking and smoking and stuff. And she's like, you definitely have the last type, definitely.
Oh, thanks, honey.
I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. Why'd you have to bring that to my attention? Why couldn't you just give me a nice massage and take my thank you? Yes, it completely did. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Turning on the wrong mic. We need to end the show, right?
I'm not completely sold on the whole massage thing.
You're not sold on it?
No.
Like I've been doing it every 2 weeks for like a month and a half now, and I feel better for sure. And I was thinking about it. I should talk to my doctor. I'm such an idiot. I've seen my doctor 2, maybe 3 times now.
Yeah.
She has no idea. I have a broken back, I don't think. I've not talked to her about it. And I bet you I could probably maybe get
some
prescriptions.
Pain meds. Yeah.
No, for back massages. I don't want pills.
I didn't know they had prescriptions for that.
I saw a Seinfeld episode. They were getting prescriptions from their dentist.
I dare you to tell your doctor I saw this on a TV sitcom.
I already told her, hey, when you're prescribing me antidepressants, keep in mind that weed makes me freak out, and I've done every drug in the book, and weed makes me freak out.
If she needs a witness, I'm happy to testify.
Yeah, that was bad.
You might need to add snuff to that list, too.
Yep.
No, I'm not freaking out on this. I feel like probably this is what people feel like when they smoke weed.
I feel like my drive home is going to be fucking awful.
Yeah, really? I have that feeling, too.
What?
I have a feeling I'm not going to sleep after this.
No, like I'm like really sleepy. I'm like sleepy and like loopy, but I'm also I've been up all day.
I'm lethargic and my brain's not really. There's no synapses firing, as Brian would say. Synapses not firing, and I feel stuffy now.
Me too.
I'm still in love with it though.
I like this. This is the good stuff.
You know what we might want to do? Yeah, Presidente is pretty good. We might want to like wash it down with a little smelling salts.
Yeah, probably.
Every morning I'm going to wake up.
Everything goes through our nose now.
Do a little snuff and wash it down with some smelling salts while in the shower.
I think, guys, I think we need to do it like we need to start a secondary podcast that's nasal focused.
my heart is racing.
Yeah, mine always is.
He's sniffing things.
Is your heart racing?
Now that you mention it, I don't know.
I think mine slowed down, actually. Does Lexapro make you starving? Because I'm hungry all the time.
It might. It might.
I'm off this pill. I hate it.
You can switch to the other one. I forgot what it's called. I'll figure it out in a minute.
No, but you have to give it like you said, you got to give it like 2 weeks to like kick in.
But I'm already getting all these bad side effects.
But they might level off.
The good ones might be right around the corner.
Do you like how we're having this discussion in the same room that there's a doctor here who knows all about this stuff almost every single day? He's not here.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I talked to Drew about that kind of stuff, and he kind of doesn't really sweat the details. He's like, yeah, different for everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Continues to look at his phone.
And if that was at his clinic, it'd be like, all right, and here's your bill.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a clinic anymore, I don't think. We had Tom Sizemore in here last night.
I saw you listen to it.
Tom's been through some shit.
Yeah.
Do you think he's been through some like real shit? Do you get like that, or do you think like I'm on the same road?
I think
it all started with snuff.
I think
he's been through some shit. Like they said, Rudy. Drew was like, "Hey, want to have Rudy in here? Did you meet Rudy last time?" And Tom's just like, "I don't know what you're talking about, Rudy." He's like, "Oh, you got to meet Rudy. Rudy, come on in here." Tom turns around to get his back to the door, and he's just staring at the door, waiting. And then Mike starts doing Rudy. Tom continues to stare, looking and waiting for a man named Rudy to come through the door.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
For about 15 seconds. And then he turns around, and he's like, oh, you're Rudy. And it was just like, yeah.
I did think he said something funny.
He said a lot of funny things.
When they were talking about the film he's doing the Kickstarter for, and Mike goes, are you starring in the film? And he goes, no, I'm the bellboy.
Yeah, yeah. You thought it was funny?
Well, it's funny because on the radio it was funny. Like, it sounded
irritated by it.
I
was kind of like, all right, dude, relax. You're raising money. You want to make the movie. Doesn't mean you have to star in it. You know?
Well, that's why I thought it was funny.
Kind of like, when I used to work on a sports show. This is the worst show I've ever done. I don't know about you guys. This is the worst show I've ever done. When I used to work on a sports show, we were interviewing my favorite player back then, who I used to call these guys up. Like, we have the media book, right? And I was producing this National Syndicated Radio, sports radio program. One of my first gigs in radio. And we'd have the media book. So long ago, it was like before they know it. We'd have media books for all the different teams and all the different sports. And the media books were fucking great. Like, it would tell you like where they're staying and which hotels. So you just cold call the hotels. It's back when phone. I don't think those work anymore. Maybe it would, but call the hotels, and I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm calling for Darius Kasparaitis, please." That was my favorite hockey player, and I always call my favorite players first. And then the next thing you know, their fucking room is ringing, and it would be like Kasparaitis would answer the phone, I'm like, "Hey, Darius, my name is Anderson. And I'm producing a syndicated radio sports radio program for On the Bench. Would you like to come on and ask a few questions? All pro positive stuff. Talk about your career." A lot of time they'd be like total dicks and be like, "No, man, I'm about to watch a movie." But Darius would always come on. And Kasparaitis is on the phone with my boss, Pharrell, who's interviewing him, and the Olympics are coming up.
Hey, there he is.
Kasparaitis, incredibly Russian. Actually, I think he's Lithuanian. And so he's Pharrell's like, so who are you going to be playing hockey for in the Olympics? And he's just like,
in my country, Olympics play us for hockey.
He just says Japan.
Nailed it, Mike.
Really?
It was funny. It was very funny because he wasn't going to play for Japan. It was the same thing as the bellboy.
When you said one of my very first jobs in radio, I was booking a nationally syndicated talk show.
Well, I wasn't booking it. I was cold calling.
I remember my first job in radio, number one rated morning show. I was the host.
I was the host.
All right, the song's over.
Yeah. yeah, the show's over.
Let's go.
No, I wasn't trying to be like that. I was just saying it was one of my first jobs, and it was like bad. It was a
bad.
Yeah,
were you nervous calling people? Because I would be.
Absolutely.
I would be so scared to call people.
And I was screening and calling people.
I remember when we got a new booker at the Improv, and she's a sweetheart.
This is a long story. I've heard it.
No, she's a good friend of mine, Emily, and she's a uh-huh. I adore her.
What's she look like?
She's a very attractive young lady. She's unbelievably attractive legs.
Okay.
But she became the booker.
Such an old
She was our
say.
She was our national
she
booker.
She got those gams.
She was booking Melrose only. She was our actual booker who books all the clubs around the country's assistant.
Speaking of which, 16th still on?
What?
All right.
What's the 16th?
Okay, so
but she started booking the clubs, and I remember she was having like a little nervous breakdown because she had to call Louis C.K. at home and confirm something with him. She's like, "I'm just terrified to call him," and I was like, "You gotta kind of get over that."
Yeah, you kind of.
And then I realized, I don't want to call Louis either.
Does he get mad?
No, but he's intimidating.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Calling Louis, Chris Rock. There's like 10 guys that would make
you wouldn't ever
want to
call Louis, Chris Rock, because they're very different looking.
Yeah, Chris. All right. No, it's Louis. All right. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit more of this and give it to you because I don't want it anymore.
Why?
Because
you don't trust yourself?
I'm afraid I'm addicted to it.
Are you going to call me up like at 4 in the morning?
I'm coming over.
I'm out front. All right, no more snuff.
Ugh.
Until the next show.
You know what's worse than having cocaine around the rim of your nostrils is having brown shit.
Brown snuff?
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. Snuff only can be done here, and I'm going to keep it here.
It's a good deal.
We're going to start doing the show seven nights a
week.
It's not fair that you're here every night.
Snuff Timber. All right, everybody.
Thanks again, Mitch.